नंबर 9 ऐशाम कलु महायोगी भरतो ज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठ गुण आसीद एनेदम वर्षम भारतम इति यपदिसंति ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ ऋषभदेव्स 100 सन्स the eldest named Bharata was a great exalted devotee qualified with the best attributes. In his honor, this planet has become known as Bharata Varsha. Of Rishabhadev's 100 sons, the eldest named Bharata was a great exalted devotee qualified with the best attributes. In his honor, this planet has become known as Bharata Varsha. This planet known as Bharata Varsha is also called Punya Bhumi, the pious land. At the present moment, Bharata Bhumi or Bharata Varsha is a small piece of land extending from Himalayan mountains to Kanyakumari, Cape Kumari. Sometimes this peninsula is called Punya Bhumi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given special importance to the people of this land. Bharata Bhumite Ile Manushya Janma Yara Janma Sardhaka Kari Karu Paropakara. One who has taken birth as a human being in the land of Bharata Varsha should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all of the people. The inhabitants of this piece of land are very fortunate. They can purify their existence by accepting this Krishna conscious movement and go outside Bharata Bhumi and preach this cult to benefit the whole world. Om Jnana Tumira Prasya Jnananjana Salakara चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदार्थं जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर स्वाचार्य गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे अखंड दर्शन में प्रथम अर्चास అప్పుడప్పుడు వస్తా ఉంటారు ఆయన ఏ ఉద్యోగం చేసి రిటైర్ అయిన అది వెళ్ళిద్దండి జయకృష్ణ కాంటాక్ట్లా ఇంగ్లీష్ వచ్చా ఇంగ్లీష్ ఇక్కడ పొద్దున పూట ఇంగ్లీష్లో క్లాసు, సాయంత్రం పూట తెలుగులో. వీళ్ళందరికీ తెలుగు రాదు. సో ఇన్ ది శ్లోక హౌ దిస్ ల్యాండ్ హస్ కమ్ టు బి నోన్ యాజ్ భారత వర్ష. ప్రియదేవచ్చులే, ది సోకాల్ ఇలావృత వర్ష, ది సెవెన్ ఐలాండ్స్. They have different names. Of the seven names, the Ilavrata Varsha, this one, the others are, I don't remember exactly, like they are different names. Like Salmali Dvipa, many other names are there. So this is called Ilavrata Varsha. So from the time Rishabhadeva's son, Nabi's son was Rishabhadev, and Rishabhadev had 100 sons, and the eldest was named Bharata. There are several Bharata, there is another Bharata like Ram's brother, Bharat. So this is Rishabhadev's son, is Bharat. So in his honor, this land came to be known as Bharata Varsha. Like people name sometimes Rajiv Gandhi Chowk, Devi Lal Chowk, Thakur Devi Lal Chowk, like you know, Mahatma Gandhi Marg, Jawaharlal Nehru Marg, and like that. Because according to people, these are the great leaders, according to people, Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, and like that. Nowadays, actually, people don't name public places by their greatness, but people, for political gain, just the demand. They may not have done something very great, but because he is the head of a Hare Krishna, he is the head of a political party, some political party leader was a great person, so they name it. So other political parties, why don't you? Or whichever political party is in power, and they say in UP or Haryana, this political color is too much. They may be complete nonsense people, but because he is in power, so name everything. Here also in Andhra, then Rajasekhar Reddy, YSR, he died, and then people want to, almost every village and town, they want to put something in the name of Vyasacharya. But this is not good. So previously people were putting such names so that their character and their great activities, their selfless activities come to your mind and you are inspired. Whenever you are some, like, why do you put God's names? Because God is so great. We are all dependent on God. So, to remind ourselves to be without false ego, then we have name of God, then we become humble. That our name is, your name is Ramdas, Sri Ram, Sri Ramdas. So, so that we understand that we are simply dependent. Whatever is happening is by the mercy of Sri Ram or Sri Krishna, like that. So people are putting, previously cities were named, you know, Lakshmipuram and Srinivaspuram, and like that. So people can live peacefully under the shelter of God. After that the trend changed, and then people want to keep the name of some great people, some great political leaders. Say from this area, if somebody has achieved Nobel Prize, all right, he has brought glory to this land, to commemorate his birth. He put some name like Ambedkar Bhavan, Ambedkar Road, and like that. People are doing like that. But unfortunately, as people's intelligence has diminished and people have become selfish, and it's simply a demand by a group of people, a group of people. If on a government level you don't do it, then we will name our colony with this name. Anybody can do anything. But previously, there was purpose for naming anything or for doing anything. So if you name some place, people will be reminded, we are such a great person who lived in the past. So you are the part of such a great man's life. So you also try to do, you also try to do something that the world may remember you. Prabhupada also told, don't quit this world like cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, they take birth and they die. How many cats, how many dogs, they die. It doesn't leave any impact on the human society. Their life is not worthwhile for human beings. So similarly, our life is not worthwhile if we don't do something for the people of the world. In Bhagavatam there is a sloka, Yatava janma safalyam deyinam eva deyishu pranayar ardhayar diyavaja sreyamachare sada. So this is sloka in Bhagavatam, which means Yatava eva janma safalyam. Only that person's life is worth remembering. Only that person's life is successful. Dainam Yavadayishu. Crores and crores of people have come into this world and they have died, but people are embodied. We come and go. So, we cannot remember too many people. But if somebody has done something so wonderful, so extraordinary, then people want to give that legacy to the generations to come. That's why in our currency notes, they print Gandhi's figure, all currency, Gandhi's figure. The idea is that people should know that who has brought this independence or existence of a separate country called India, the father of nation. Mahatma Gandhi, the father of nation. But people have made that also into a joke. Your Mahatma Gandhi's figure and all the currency notes, but no one is inspired. No one wants to become like another Gandhi. No, you don't find anyone interested. No one is interested to do that. And no one wants to follow his teachings. So that is impractical. It is true, Gandhi has done something very debatable, very questionable, like Mahatma. Is he, who called him Mahatma? Because he was a simple, gentle person. They call him Mahatma. But Mahatma, that word you cannot use it for any good person or any gentleman and like that. Like there is a difference between a good person, gentleman and a Mahatma. Mahatma means all his activities are great. Everything. But a good person or a gentleman, he may be eating meat, but he may be nice to people. Possibly, no? So because he's nice to people, people call him a gentleman, nice person. But according to real standard, a person who eats meat and is nice to people is a hypocrite. What did she do? Eating meat, really? Really, see? So this is the, she is called Mother Teresa, no, Mother. She is representative of what? Demoniac religion, you know? Incomplete religion, at least, if not demoniac. Actually, all religions are good, but people who are representing them, they are demoniac. And the result is that the religion is misunderstood. The teaching in Bible is not bad, but because when it is represented by people like Mother Teresa, then people are misled, you know. So the point is, actually, there are people who have done something short-lasting, that is called prayers. Prayers means somebody who has done something materially good. He has established some university, he has started some hospital. That is also beneficial to the public, but that is not Shreyas. Shreyas means all-round good. So a person who can do all-round good is called a Mahatma. That means you follow the teachings of a Mahatma, especially here Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was a Mahabhagavat, is a Uttam Bhagavat. And his first qualification was he is a great devotee. And because he is a great devotee, he was a great hero, Kshatriya, he was a king. But he did such heroic activities, and he was such a man of character, and he has ruled the country as a representative of God. Maharaj Bharat, he ruled the country not as an independent great king. He ruled the country as the representative of God. That's what is wanted. Nowadays, we need actually representatives of God. The Brahmin should be a representative of God. It's supposed to be, if he's a Brahmin, it's supposed to be. Nowadays, you are Brahmins, but they may represent anything and everything except Vishnu nowadays. That means they are actually unfit to be called Brahmins. So unfortunately, if the Brahmins are bogus, if the Brahmins are unqualified, what happens? If the Brahmins are unqualified, there will be complete chaos in the society. The Brahmins are supposed to be the head. The social body is compared to an individual. Like an individual, your head, your arms, your legs and belly. So, if the social body has to be healthy, you need everything to be in order. Like the hands, legs, belly, and head, everything. Especially the head. The head is the leader. The head will give directions to the what to eat, what to do, where to go. So, the Brahmins are considered the head of the society. And if there is no Brahminical class, and all the so-called great people, your great philosophers are there, the great scientists are there, the great politicians are there, great education, but they are all misguided because there is no Brahminical leadership. So they are called sham leaders, or leaders in name, but they cannot actually lead. Only leaders in name. Nowadays you ask anybody, you ask any leader, where you are going to lead us? He is just trying to make his money and stay in post as long as he can. Nothing to lead. So the leader's motive in Kali Yuga, Dasyu Rajanya, the Bhagavatam says in Kali Yuga, the thieves and rogues, they become leaders. What do you expect from rogues and thieves? The rogues and thieves will exploit you, will usurp everything. And their interest is sense gratification. So nowadays, the leaders are simply promising sense gratification. If you elect us, we will distribute one tablet to everybody. We will give one mobile to everybody. They don't say, we distribute Bhagavad Gita to everybody. If you elect me as a leader, we will distribute. And no leader can dare say, if you elect me, I will stop the slaughter industry from my country. Immediately people will just throw him out. We don't want this kind of nonsense person. That's a, they call Prajapratinidhi. Nowadays leaders have to turn to the interests of the public because they don't have the... Previously, the leaders, they were... Even if public wants nonsense, the leader is so powerful, qualified, then he will control them, he will correct them, and then he will make them realize that what he has done is actually for his ultimate good or shreyas. So we need this kind of qualified kshatriyas we need, qualified brahmins we need, and then the so that's why here in this sloka purport Prabhupada is saying that Bharata Bhumi is called Punya Bhumi. Punya Bhumi. That means people should know what is sin, what is piety, and who is God. All people in land of Bharat, they should know because we have that heritage, we have that culture, God-conscious culture. Ours is, the people say in the outside world that we have evolved from apes, monkeys. But in India, we don't say, we say we are Rishi Santan, Muni Santan, Gotram. We belong to such great, great personalities. Not apes, monkeys, baboons, chimpanzees, langurs, they are zoology. These are monkey species, are the variety of monkeys. So these people, they think we have evolved from this great monkey species. And Prabhupada said, yes, they are, because their activities and their thinking is like that. They're completely rotten, completely headless people. So we are trying to, actually they are also from great rishis and all that, but being distanced from such great culture and their teachings, now people have become very degraded. That's why Prabhupada is saying here, Bharata Bhumila Ega Manishi Janayara Janma Sardhaka Kari Kara Parapakara. All right, whatever happened, happened. At least now, because you are able to associate with Vaishnavas, in Kali Yuga, you have only one kind of association. You go to caste Brahmins, you go to Mayavadis, you go to so-called sannyasis, all useless. Only Gaura Priyajana, people who have accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people who have accepted the method given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means accepting the method given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not that you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do something else. So, Gaura Priyajana. So, the people who are Gaura Priyajana, they're called Gaudiya Vaishnavas. In Kali Yuga, if a person's life can change only when they come in contact with, it's not that because we are part of this ISKCON or we are part of this Gaudiya mission, so everybody claims their mission to be great. But really, Gaudiya mission, this can deliver good to the public, and others they cannot. So this is really a great mission. So we are proud to say, not only proud to say, people who are followers of the mission, not only that they claim, but they practice, and then they try to guide others. So that's why this Gaudiya mission could make devotees all over the world, and many other swamis have gone from India for preaching, on a preaching mission. Like, you know, this Rajneesh, Ramana Maharshi, what is that, Mahesh Yogi, and what is that, Vivekananda, Chinmayananda, many people, you know, they're all gone. But literally, they could not make one man give up eating meat. They could not make one man give up bondage to the material world. Simply philanthropic activities, simply social activities, including the Sai Baba's, this Shirdi Sai Baba, recently it was big news. So, it was a big news. Not only that, such people are not God, they cannot even be called Mahatmas. Not only that, they cannot even be called gentlemen. Gentlemen means at least he doesn't cheat people. If somebody is cheating, then I am God and like that. That means he is completely a cheater, a fraud. Fraud, cheater, charlatan, bogus. Nowadays, if you tell the truth, people will put cases on you. Because the government is not strong, the government is not qualified government. What can you expect from an elected government? Elected government represents simply, it reflects the mentality of the people. If the people's mentality is degraded, and they're going to vote for somebody like that. So, there is totally a breakdown of system. Now, if something can be done, like Prabhupada is saying here, janma sardhaka kare kara parapakara. Whether you are rightly situated or not, you are rightly situated or not, and that you will do good to the world or not. First, in your life, you see the genuine transformation. Genuine transformation means your life should be in line with the teachings of scriptures. Your life should be in line with the great people, Mahatmas, that are mentioned in the scriptures. If your life is like Prahlad Maharaj, if your life is like Pandavas, if your life is like Parikshit Maharaj, then you can say, yeah, previously great people performed such activities, now this man also has performed such activities. So, he's really a leader or a great personality. So, it is not that wishfully people want to declare their community person, promote him. No? They are saying, now, the highest awards of the land, if majority of the people demand, now please give Bharat Ratna to N.T. Rama Rao, people are demanding. So if there is influence, they can get it done. And because majority of the people are foolish, they are cricket fans or football fans. If somebody does something in cricket field, now give him Bharat Ratna. Bharat Ratna. So like what is that? Sachin Tendulkar, Bharat Ratna. That is this. So, Bharat Ratna, that should be representative of King Bharat. Anyone who can represent King Bharat, they can become Bharat Ratna. If another man, like his ancestors, who has come. No? It is actually very difficult to become a great person. Because to become a great person, he should be educated and trained by another great person. It's not that by your intelligence you will become a great person, or by your hard work you will become a great person. You may have some material achievements that way. But in order to become a great person, it's a great legacy. You carefully follow. You carefully study the scriptures. You carefully study the Mahatmas, the Mahajans. And then that means you have to be very knowledgeable, you have to be very disciplined, you have to be very determined. Not everybody can do that. So most of us, we are all controlled and dictated by our senses and mind, all of us. So we can only pose, we can only impose on others, or pose to be, but there is saying, you know, you don't demand, deserve. If you're really a great man, and wherever you can, you go. Prabhupada said, people become famous in three ways. If you are a very wealthy man, nowadays wealth, you can do this, do that, and everybody will notice you because you have so much money to do so much. So with wealth you can become a great man in the eyes of the public. Similarly, if you are popular person, like say you have become Prime Minister or Chief Minister, everybody has to know about you because you are the leader, representative. And the third is by your character and by your knowledge. If you are having thorough knowledge, wisdom, how to become happy in life, how to overcome vices, and how to be a selfless man, giving your life for benefiting the public. So, out of these three, wealth means you impose your wealth and try to become famous. And similarly, use your power and try to become popular. But a learned man, a man of character, by his activities, he will awaken the hearts of people. Now when you meet a gentleman, it awakes in your heart. Wow, he's such a nice man. I should also emulate him. I should also become like him. Or if you're a man having clear knowledge, how to become happy in life, how to find the goal of life. So if human beings are left with some intelligence, and when they meet such a person, just like all of us, we are also like from ordinary families, interested in material things. But when we come across real Mahatmas, then we are seeing how we could overcome so many weaknesses, how we are not having that sheep mentality, go with the crowd. People may not take to this philosophy, but we are here to stay with Krishna conscious philosophy. People may not accept this philosophy, but still we are going to repeat again and again. So that one day they will understand what actually they need in life. So in this purport, we are saying Maharaj Bharat, he is from a great family of Rishabhadev and Nabi. So the parents and the elders have a lot to do, have a lot to do in shaping the future of their dependents. So unfortunately, now we don't have such parents, we don't have such leaders, we don't have such personalities, and how anyone is going to become a Mahatma, not possible. So just one Prabhupada came, one person Prabhupada came in the modern times, and all over the world, he has awakened mankind, how to lead a life of character, how to lead a life of purpose, a purposeful life. without purpose in life, without actual purpose in life, the human life is undone. How many football players have come, how many shuttle players have come, there's no count, this kind of mushrooms. But actually, if one real great man comes, you see a complete shift of culture. Now, ISKCON represents a culture, or Krishna devotees represent a culture, is completely different from the rest of the world. You have only two classes, the Mahatmas and the Mudas. Mudas Parampara and Mahatmas Parampara. So it takes a Mahatma to start a Mahatmas Parampara. Mudas can only spread their paramparas, making mudas. People may not like to hear this, but Krishna is using this word Mahatma and Muda in Bhagavad Gita. So as devotees, we cannot change the meaning. If Krishna says such and such a person is Muda, and if I say you are Muda, you become very upset. Huh? Yeah. You become very controversial. So you have to say, in Bhagavad Gita, such and such a chapter, such and such a sloka, Krishna says. So rest, you discuss it. You get into what is there in Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna, avajananti maam muda, manushuntanam asritam, parambhavam ajananto, maambhutamayasuram. Krishna is saying, avajananti maam muda, anyone who doesn't accept Vishnu or Krishna, simply is a Muda, is a big Muda or small Muda. If you are able to fool more people, that means you are a big Muda. You are a big fool. So you are able to fool many more people. Avajananti maam Muda, simple definition of Muda. Anyone who doesn't accept Krishna, simply is a Muda. Muda means, Prabhupada translated the word rascals and fools. Nobody likes to hear that. And then similarly uses the word Mahatma. Mahatma says, Vasudevam Saramiti Samahatma Sudurlava. Mahatma is one who has accepted Vasudeva as all in all. If you want anything in life, just approach. If you want to attain real happiness, if you want to attain real noble qualities, if you want real wealth, not paper currency, not paper cups, not plastic things. If you want real wealth can only be given by the Lord. Now, when the Lord is pleased, the material nature will give many minerals, metals, crops, and many things. So, these so-called people, they can only create wealth in terms of paper currency, paper cups, plastic beads, and this kind of things, they cannot. If you want to create real wealth, real character, real happiness, and real transformation, no? So we are all meant for self-realization. This is only possible when we follow the legacy of Bharata Maharaj. It is incumbent on us. We say we are from Bharat Desh. So we should be able to say, anyone who is representing Bharat Desh, that he has to represent the values, the culture, and the devotion for which Bharata Maharaj became very great. And because of that, everybody changed the name Ilavrita Varsha, because in front of their life they have seen such great person who has brought complete peace and prosperity. When Bharata Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj or Ramchandra Maharaj, Raja Ramchandra, you know, Raja Ram. When they were there, everybody was completely free from anxiety and there were no calamities. And people were so selfless, you know, and people are so happy. So, whenever we think about land of Bharat, our blood should become warm and we should become inspired. I should do something to the people of the world. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Anyone who has taken birth in the land of Bharat, first he should attain the qualities of a Mahatma, and then Bharat is just, Prabhupada has said, it's only a small peninsula in the rest of the world. But the heritage, the culture of Bharat, that the whole world is hungry, the whole world is in darkness, the whole world is in chaos, and people of land of Bharat, with realization, they should go everywhere. Prabhupada said, don't worry about money, don't worry about opportunities, because the humanity is there and everyone is hungry for this spiritual happiness. You go out and just by your speech, you can create manpower, you can create resources. You know what Prabhupada did? Prabhupada went with the message of Bhagavatam and the holy name. And he created a massive worldwide organization. It's not that he did a business and he made some money and he paid people and then spread this mission. No. He did not make any business, he did not pay anybody, just by his personal life, by his realization. And by personal life, you could influence thousands and thousands of people and created this mission. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, anyone who is part of, anyone who is follower, any one follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he seriously takes to this mission in his lifetime, he can do great wonders. He can change so many people, and this world will be a different place. You can make difference to the world by introducing Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి హరినామ సంకీర్తాన్ కి